各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天很开心看到教会的多元而又合一。
I'm really glad to see the diversity and unity of the church.
在主里面不同的语言、不同的背景、不同的年龄，我们一起敬拜我们的主。
So in the Lord, we have different languages, different backgrounds, different culture. We all come here and worship the Lord.
今天跟大家去思想这个题目就是计算代价。
So today's topic is about the cost of being a disciple.
这个题目大家很熟的。
I think this topic is very familiar to most of you.
一开始呢，个经文就说有极多的人与耶稣同行。
At the beginning it says large crowds were traveling with Jesus.
今天是一个群众的世代。
This generation is a generation of crowds.
你有足够的 fans， 有足够人追随你，你就成功。
If you have enough fans, if you have enough followers, then you are successful.
你要选总理，如果有好多人支持你，你就会做加拿大总理。
So if we're waiting for prime minister, if you have enough followers, then you become the prime minister.
美国一个九岁小蚊仔，佢喺 YouTube 里边一个频道，竟然间系超过5000万人点击，佢嗰年赚咗几百万美金。
So there's a nine-year-old who's a YouTuber, and he actually got $5 million, I think, dollars, because he has so many followers on that channel.
所以群众就系最大嘅资源。
So crowds are the greatest support.
你有 fans 就系最大嘅资源。
So if you have fans, then you receive enough support.
系今日呢个世代 ，fans 系好重要。
So in this generation, it's important to have fans.
但是耶稣给我们另一个相反的颠覆的一个价值观。
But Jesus provides us with a radical change in value system.
圣经说耶稣开始出来传道的时候大概是30岁。
So when Jesus first came into his public ministry, he was about 30 years old.
有很多人追随他。
There were lots of people following him.
耶稣的讲道是很touching 是很能够打动人心。
So Jesus preaching was very touching. He can move people.
他医病赶鬼帮助了很多人。
So he healed people, he cast out demons, and he helped a lot of people.
所以值得有很多人追随他。
So he had many followers.
圣经这个许多没讲几多，但是按照个字义大概都有过千或几千人，在当时来讲是很多的人。
So although the Bible doesn't really pinpoint the exact numbers, but based on the way that it's written, it's probably like over thousands of people are following him.
作为一个三十岁出来的年轻人
，So for somebody who's at the young age of 30 years old,
有几多个三十岁啊
？Any of you are around 30 here?
哇！你会不会很开心呢？你已经很成功了。
Will you be happy if you are as successful as Jesus?
但耶稣竟然间没有因为很多人追随他而很开心。
But Jesus didn't feel at all happy because there's so many, he has so many followers.
他拧转头跟那大班人说。
So he turned around and said to the crowds.
他说，我不是要群众，我要门徒。
He said, I don't need crowds, I need disciples.
门徒是有条件的。
So there are conditions being disciples.
哇，耶稣这样讲，即如果用中文就是赶客啊，即有很多人来帮助，赶走晒他们。
So to put it in Chinese terms, what Jesus was doing is that he was actually pushing out people.
你想下，要给条件，啲人想跟随你，就是门徒啦。
So if you create conditions for people to follow you, that's the definition of discipleship.
耶稣给了三个条件。
So Jesus gave them three conditions.
那我们就问，群众和门徒有什么分别？
So the question we need to ask is that, what's the difference between being a crowd and being a disciple?
为什么耶稣不是需要群众？
Why doesn't Jesus want crowds following him?
而是需要门徒。
And instead, he wants disciples.
有什么分别？
What's the difference?
群眾係唔需要委身嘅。
Being a crowd, you don't need commitment.
門徒係需要委身嘅。
Being a disciple, you need to have commitment.
群眾就係好食我就去食，唔好食我就走人。
Being a crowd means that if it's good for me, I go. If it's not good, I leave.
群眾就係好聽我就去聽，唔好聽嘅我就轉台。
Being crowds, it means that if this is appealing to me, I stay and listen. But if it's not, then I just switch it off.
冇 obligation, 冇任何嘅承諾。
No obligation, no commitment.
耶穌話：我唔需要群眾。
That's why Jesus said, I don't need crowds.
我需要門徒。
I need disciple.
門徒係要委身嘅。
Because being a disciple, you need to have commitment.
要付代價嘅。
You need to pay price.
今朝嘅敬拜我好開心，剛才嘅詩歌我好開心。
I'm very happy to, for the worship that we just have now.
我睇嘅班年青人，佢係付咗好多代價嚟帶領呢個詩歌敬拜。
I saw the young people amongst us. You have paid a price to actually lead this worship.
佢唔係啱啱今朝先去練詩啊嘛。
I don't think they're just here this morning and then have the practice.
佢好早就已經開始計劃唱咩歌，一齊去練習，一齊去夾，係付咗好多嘅時間，係咪？
So from a long time, they have already come together to practice, to pick out the songs. So that's like they have the time committed to make this happen.
耶穌話：我就係需要付代價嘅門徒。
So Jesus said, I want those disciples who are willing to actually pay the cost.
不過從古至今，教會都係有好多群眾，亦都有唔少嘅門徒。
So from the days of the early church to now, there are many who are crowds, but there are also many who are disciples.
或者話好多嘅旁觀者。
Or I should say, there are many who are spectators.
門徒有三個條件。
There are three conditions being a disciple.
第一個就係愛主勝於愛親人。
So the first one is love the Lord more than your loved ones.
我哋讀聖經唔好讀錯。
So let's be careful reading the Bible.
聖經從來冇教導我哋唔愛親人啊！你讀清楚啊！
So, pay attention. The Bible never teaches us not to love our loved ones.
聖經從來教導我哋要愛人如己，啱唔啱？
So the Bible teaches that we need to love others as ourselves. Is that correct?
十戒叫我哋要孝敬父母，啱唔啱？
The Ten Commandments said that we need to honor our mother and father.
聖經從來冇叫我哋唔好愛父母，唔好愛弟兄姊妹，唔好愛你自己。
So the Bible never says not to love your parents, not to love brothers and sisters, and not to love ourselves.
所以嗰句説話，愛我要多過愛父母、親友、朋友，甚至你自己生命。嗰個唔係叫你唔愛佢哋。
So when the Bible said to love more than your parents, than your friends, than ourselves, it doesn't mean not to love yourself.
有人話我信咗耶穌，我就斷六親啦。我就係跟隨耶穌，唔理父母，唔理兄弟姊妹，這個完全錯誤。
So some of the people misunderstand that if I believe in Jesus, I'm going to ignore my parents, ignore my brothers and sisters, ignore my friends. That's absolutely wrong.
耶穌基督這個說話是一個價值比較。
So when Jesus said, made this statement, it's actually a value comparison, it's comparing values.
这个价值比较不是相反，而是多少那个分别。
So what is Jesus comparing? So it's not about yes or no, but it's about the degree.
父母生育我们。
Our parents gave us birth.
我们必须要尊敬爱他。
We need to honor them.
我哋嘅肉体生命从父母而嚟。
So our body, our flesh, that they come, those come from our parents.
耶稣基督救赎我哋，俾我哋永生。
Jesus Christ saved us and gave us eternal life.
基督喺十架上边牺牲咗自己，成就咗救恩。
Jesus Christ died on the cross and achieved salvation.
这个、一个永恒同埋现世嘅比较。
So this is the present and the eternal. This is a comparison of the present and the eternal.
如果现世嘅难咗你去得到永恒嘅生命，你就要去计算啦。
So if the present becomes an obstacle for you to actually achieve the eternity, then at that time you need to consider the cost.
所以呢个个比较唔系相反。
So this is a comparison, not like one opposing the other.
我哋用各样方法俾父母明白，我哋信主系好嘅。我哋要忍耐，让佢都能够明白主，而唔系去反对佢，而唔系唔理佢。
So we have to actually help our non-believing parents to understand that this is a good thing that we are actually we believe in Lord, but it is not about like opposing them or ignoring them.
因为永生永恒生命比我哋肉体生命更重要。
Because eternity is more important than our current life in flesh and blood.
其他嘅朋友甚至自己生命面对永恒都。
So anything when faced with eternity is always of a less priority.
第二个的条件就是背十字架。
So the second condition is carry the cross.
简单讲，当时背十字架就预备去死的。
So simply put, at that time, when you say carry the cross, that means you are going to die.
如果一个人已经预备去刑场被判死刑的时候，这个世界对他来讲再没有吸引力。
If somebody is already preparing to die, then whatever this earth or this world offers no longer attracts him.
所以背十架是代表了是一心一意，不被世界影响，也都不怕世界讥笑他。
So what carrying cross means is that you are determined, one heart and one mind, and you are not afraid of the world making you as a laughingstock.
信耶稣有时我哋好怕俾人知道。
Sometimes when we believe in Jesus, we are afraid of letting people know about this.
甚至出嚟做嘢、食饭、祈祷，都系捽下眼咁啊祈咗啦。
For example, when we say grace, we just like close our eyes quickly and then just let it go.
因为我哋好怕蚀底，好怕做傻仔。
Because we are afraid that people would see us as stupid.
俾人知道你系基督徒，好多时候啲人咧就系会当你傻仔，或者咧就系攞你便宜。
So, sometimes when people know that we're Christians, they may take advantage of us, and or they may think us that we are stupid.
背十架嘅人就系我哋唔再怕呢个世界点睇。我哋专心追随主。
So when we carry the cross, that means we're not afraid how the world thinks about us. We only think about the Lord.
第三个咧就系撇下一切所有。
The third condition is to leave all your possessions.
但呢个系好奇怪。
But this verse is very strange.
点解因为耶稣讲撇下一切所有咧，佢就加咗。一大段嘅说话。
This is because after Jesus said leave all your possessions, he actually said many things afterwards.
而呢段说话同埋撇下一切所有系冇关系
嘅。And the things that he said afterwards, this long paragraph he said afterwards, doesn't make any sense. It doesn't seem to have any relationship about leaving your possessions.
嗱，我唔知你读呢段圣经，你读完之后你嘅心感觉系点样？
So I want to ask you, after reading this passage, how do you feel?
当耶稣话要撇下一切所有跟随主嘅时候
，When Jesus said you need to leave everything, give up everything to follow him，
佢就讲咗两件事。
And then he said two things。
佢你们哪个要盖一座楼，要坐下计算花费，睇下可唔可以起得成
？So he said this.Suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it?
起唔到就会俾人笑嘅。
So if you aren't able to finish that, you'll be laughed at.
开咗工唔能够完成，系好冇面嘅。
So if you start something and you can't finish it, you actually lose faith.
啱唔啱啊？
Is that correct?
實啱噶。你哋係咪咁做嘢啊？
So are you all working?
教會係咪咁做嘢噶？
Is this how the church functions?
執事長老開波係咪咁樣做嘢噶？
Is that how the deacon's board function?
弊家伙。I'm sorry.
Oh dear.
跟住第二個例子更可怕。佢話一個人打仗，睇下對方有幾多兵。
So the second example he gave, it's more a little bit more terrifying. He said, if a king is about to go to a war with another king,
如果你唔夠打，預先要求和。
If you're not able to oppose the other king, you first ask for terms of peace.
咁樣做啱唔啱咧？
Is it right thing to do? To do that?
實啱噶，係嘛？
You would think it's right, right?
Yeah. 好過全軍覆沒啊嘛。
Yeah, it makes total sense, so that you actually don't lose all the army.
咁呢個同埋撇下一切所有追隨主有咩關係咧？
So what relationship does this have to be to have with like leaving all your possessions to follow Christ?
我初讀呢段經咧，唔覺得有問題。
When I first read this passage, I thought it makes total sense.
後來大個咗，慢慢慢慢認識多啲，就越讀越覺得有問題。
But when I read this more and more, I found that there's some problem to it.
同撇下一切完全冇關係。
It doesn't have any relationship with leaving all your possessions.
點解啊？
Why is that?
如果你所有嘢都喺你掌握當中，你搞掂曬嘅時候，咁你需唔需要跟隨主咧？
If everything is in your control, if everything is something that you can handle and manage, do you still need to follow Christ?
我哋建堂要一千萬，我哋已經儲咗一千五百萬，夠曬錢啦。
So if we need $10 million to build a church, and we already have $15 million, do we still need to trust God?
起好之後入伙，其實我哋唔使感恩嘅。
So once it's built and we move in, we probably don't need to give thanks.
不過算啦，係咁意啊，多謝啊上帝嚇，你祝福我哋。其實心裏面話，即係冇咗你都搞掂啦，我大把錢，我起嗰間屋唔使感恩嘅。
But so even though you would actually make it natural to have a Thanksgiving celebration, but maybe in your heart you would say, well, God, I don't really need you because we already have the money to do that.
当你所有喺你嘅掌握下边咧，系冇惊喜、冇神迹，亦都唔需要上帝帮忙。
So if you have full control of everything, then what happens is that there doesn't need to be any surprises.There's no need for miracles, and also you probably don't need God's help.
耶稣讲第二个例子咧，就正正就显出呢个问题。
So when Jesus mentioned those two examples, that actually reflected what is happening.
佢话打仗，西人嘅打仗系要计算对面有对方有几多兵，我够打我就同佢打。
So in the world.When you want to fight the other party, when you want to fight the other army, you have to calculate the cost. So if you can do it, then you fight. If not, then you don't.
喺属灵嘅战争，好多时候魔鬼都好犀利嘅。
In a spiritual warfare, Satan is actually very powerful.
哇！魔鬼咁犀利，我唔够佢打。哎呀，魔鬼嘅投降啦吓，我个头靠你啦，系咪咁样咧？
So if you look at Satan and he's so powerful and he said, oh, you're so powerful. Okay, I'm going to surrender. I'm not going to fight anymore.
大卫当时只有300人对着几千人的非利士人，大卫怎样讲啊？
Remember when David, with only 300 people, he has to face the Philistines, which is over 1,000 people. What did David say?
他说，我们靠的不是人多取胜。
He said, Victory is not won by how many people we have.
是靠耶和华。
Victory comes from the Lord.
大卫的计算不是计算他有多少人。
When David calculate. He doesn't calculate how many people he had.
佢計算咗耶和華喺佢嗰度。
He calculated whether God is with him or not.
大衛打贏咗。
David won the war.
攞翻曬嗰啲戰利品。
And he won. And he had all the possessions.
喺頭先耶穌舉嗰兩個例子咧，耶穌係舉當時人一般做事嘅方法。
So when Jesus mentioned those two examples, what Jesus was saying was quoting was actually how the people of that time what they did.
所以嗰兩個例子我哋叫做反面教材。
So those two examples were actually negative examples.
正正耶穌就呢個反面教材嗱，佢哋咁樣做嘅，佢哋計得清清楚楚嘅。
So Jesus wanted to tell the audience that, so using these negative examples, they were saying that out in the world, that's what you do. That's how you calculate.
而唔需要計算耶和華喺佢嘅計劃裏邊。
And what he wanted to point out is that in those circumstances, the people, they don't need to actually calculate whether God is within them or not.
我哋作為教會嘅執事長老，我哋係做神嘅工作。我哋點樣做咧？有冇計算上帝喺當中
？So if we're being the deacons and also leaders of the church, when we actually do God's work, do we include God in our plan?
一個管家係好管理你嘅資源，點樣為神去擴展國度
？So it's true that we need to actually use God's resources wisely as a steward.
但更重要的，有没有将耶和华上帝计算在里面？
But more important is that, do we actually put God into our plan?
大家听过远东福音广播电台。
Okay. I'm not sure if anyone have heard about Far East Broadcasting Station.
1956年，当时有两个弟兄在美国留学回来，他说要籌款做一個福音電台向中國傳福音。
So, in 1956, there were two graduates from the U.S. Who actually returned to their home country, and they decided to actually have a broadcasting station so that they can broadcast the gospel to people in mainland China.
於是佢哋祈禱，叫人去支持，開始呢個福音廣播。
So, they prayed.And they ask people to offer to donate so that it can support this ministry.
結果佢哋籌到嘅錢只能夠購買一條電燈柱。
But the money that they collected was only enough to actually build one lamp post.
然後佢話做唔做
？And so the question came: Should we continue?
一弟兄話做，因為。耶和华与我们同在。
The brother said, "Yes, we have to do this because God is with us."
所以由一条电灯柱开始。
So from one single lamp post,
上帝就供应一点一滴嘅供应佢哋。
God provided for them bit by bit.
如果佢话唔好啦，我哋筹多啲钱啦，筹到够啦，咁我先开始咧。我想到今日都仲未起好，仲未做好呢个嘅电台。
If they had said, let's wait until we have enough money to actually build this broadcasting station, I have a feeling is that by now they probably wouldn't have had the station ready.
因为你筹嘅钱永远追唔到通胀。
Because the money that you collected would never actually be on par with inflation.
当耶稣举呢两个反面例子，佢就要俾我哋知道，一个人要撇下一切之后，你就无所计算。
So what God wants to tell us is that what Jesus wants to tell us that using these two negative examples is that once you decided to leave your possessions, you should not calculate anything at all.
只能够计算耶和华与你同在。
The only thing that you need to calculate is whether God is with you or not.
84年，我同我太太决定去英国读神学。
In 1984, me and my wife, we decided to go to England to continue our theological education.
去英國讀書好貴嘅，海外學生。
So as foreign students, it's very expensive to study in England.
冇教會支持，亦都冇任何人支持。
There are no churches supporting us, and no, nobody was supporting us.
我哋將沙田一間 apartment 賣咗，只夠唔夠兩年嘅生活費同學費。
So we sold our apartment in Hong Kong in Sha Tin, and that was only enough for 2 years.
當時我同我太太都係中學老師，其實前途非常好嘅。
So at that time, both me and my wife, we were secondary school teachers, and we have a bright future in Hong Kong.
我哋都係主任，薪水好唔錯。
Okay, we had a good salary.
不如等下啦，儲多啲啦，儲多啲啦。
So one may think that, okay, just let's keep on saving, just saving more.
當時我哋感動話唔係，上帝感動，我哋而家要去，雖然唔夠，但有耶和華與我哋同在。
By that time, God moved us, and said, even though the money is not enough, it's still the time to go.
去到嘅時候喺倫敦第一日，好奇妙嘅。坐地鐵。
So the first day we arrived in London, we were in at metro.
然後喺呢個嘅 tip station 坐地鐵，嘅地下鐵路，就對面見一個中國嘅女仔。
So we were taking the subway, the London Underground, the London Underground subway, and in the train, there was a Chinese lady sitting opposite to us.
咁佢同我哋講英文 ，How are you？ 咁又咁啊傾偈咁。
Yeah, so we started a conversation.
講兩句啊，嘿，唔好講英文，睇你香港人嘅啲 action 啊，講中文啊咁。
But after hearing our accent, she knew that we're from Hong Kong, so we switched into using Cantonese.
佢問我哋做乜嘢？我哋話嚟讀書。
So she asked us, "What are you doing in England?" And so we said that we are studying.
我哋唔識嘅呢個女仔，亦係咁啱就喺嗰個 subway 喺嗰個 underground 裏邊遇到，就係嗰一刻裏邊，佢就同我太太講。
So we didn't know this person at all beforehand, and we just met her at the subway. And this person turned to my wife and said to her.
佢喺香港教書，其實你係可以喺倫敦教書。
She said, "If you can teach in Hong Kong, you can actually teach in London."
我哋完全唔識呢啲。
We never knew about this.
於是喺佢嘅指點介紹之下，我太太就入咗呢個 Inner London Education Authority。
So with her help. And also, she knows people. She knew people, and so my wife actually got into the London Education Inner England Education Authority.
Inner London Education Authority. So, 做咗佢哋嘅 part-time 老師
and became their part-time teacher.
而且個薪水都唔錯
and had a pretty good salary.
就足夠我哋三年嘅使用。
And it's enough for 3 years. Yeah.
冇諗過。
We never thought about that.
如果我哋唔去要儲錢咧，係追唔到通脹。
So if we didn't go, very likely our savings won't be able to meet the inflation.
而且喺香港生活咁好，慢慢就坐低就唔想起身。
And because the living in Hong Kong is so comfortable, so likely we may not want to leave.
作為主嘅門徒。在你生活上面要将耶和上帝计算在里面。
So being a disciple of Christ, being a disciple of God, you need to calculate, put God into your plan.
我们的儿女，我们的工作，都将耶和华计算在里面。
Our children, our work, you need to put God in those as well.
最后呢，有两句作为整段经文的总结。
So, in conclusion, the last two verses for this conclusion.
嗰個總結咧又係唔拉更嘅。
So, if you read this conclusion, you're also a bit confused. It doesn't seem to bear any relationship.
So, 我讀聖經讀到點解嗱前邊係講 要付代价嘛，做门徒。点解突然间又原本是好的，又好似要煮餸咁样
？So, it was talking about paying the cost, right? And now suddenly it talks about salt. It's like, how come it just switched to cooking? Like, what's happening here?
原来呢两句好重要。
Okay, but these two verses are very important.
原本是好的。
Salt is good.
冇咗味就冇用啦。
But if it loses its saltiness, then it becomes useless.
耶稣基督所用嘅例子啊，当时喺以色列嘅嗰啲岩盐啊，嗰啲 rock soil 啊 ，salt 嗰啲 rock soil 即系嗰啲沉积岩诶，嗰啲沉积岩里边咧，即系死咗好咸嘅，嗰啲岩石里边系渗咗盐喺里边。
So the example that Jesus used here when it talks about the salt is actually about the salt found in the rocks. So the salt was actually embedded in the rocks.
那個石裡面是很多鹽滲在裡面的。
So the rock has actually a lot of salt embedded in it.
你要攞鹽呢就將它放在水裡面，然後那些鹽呢就會溶曬在水裡面。
So the way to retrieve the salt from this rock is actually to put the rock in water, and so the salt will then leak into the water.
咁嗰個岩鹽咧就冇曬味噶啦。
Okay, and after that, then the rock will then lose the saltiness because.
但外表係一啲都睇唔到嘅。
But on the outside, you can't tell the difference.
係一模一樣。
It looks exactly the same as a rock with salt embedded in it.
耶穌基督用呢個例子即係話咧，一個有門徒特質的和沒有門徒特質的信徒表面是看不到的。
So what Jesus wanted to use this example to say is that a person with disciple qualities and somebody who does not have disciple qualities, you can't tell the difference from the outside.
換句話說，群眾和門徒是分不到的。
So what he's saying is that spectators or crowds and disciples, you can't tell the difference between them.
一大班人追随耶稣，边个门徒，边个群众，表面睇唔到嘅。
So a large group of people were following Jesus. Some of them are disciples, some of them are crowds. You can't tell the difference.
门徒冇咗，群众系冇咗门徒嘅特质，就冇咗嗰种盐。
As for the crowds, they don't have the qualities of the disciples, so they don't have that saltiness.
繼續在神的天國裡面。
But they still is within the kingdom of God.
有人在教會一世，可能都是旁觀者。
There are some of us who are, their whole life we spend in church, but we just keep, we are just spectators all along.
分不到的。
Can't tell the difference.
我哋亦都唔需要去調查，你係門徒或者群眾，你 tick 俾我睇，你唔需要做呢個嚇。
And there's no need to do a survey. Okay, are you a disciple or are you a spectator? Just keep checking off the list. There's no need to do such kind of survey.
但喺上帝天國裏邊咧，群眾上帝係冇辦法使用嘅。
But in the kingdom of God, if you're just a crowd, you're a spectator.You can't be used by God.
佢话丢在外面咧，唔系话赶你走，而喺天国嘅事工上边咧，佢系冇份。
Okay. So when it says it's being thrown out, it doesn't mean that it's actually you're barred from the kingdom, but it's just that you can't be used to do God's work.
耶稣其实成个例子去提醒，如果我哋仍然系群众嘅时候。我哋快啲要成为门徒，呢个系佢渴望同埋好盼望、好渴望我哋有呢个嘅特质。
So what Jesus was actually wants to say through the passage that we read today is that if we are a spectator, he actually desires to be disciples. He desires to actually transition from being a spectator to being a disciple.
我哋做有味嘅盐，有特质嘅门徒。
So we actually become a salt like somebody with saltiness and also with the qualities of a disciple.
喺今日，我盼望我哋系主嘅门徒。
So,
我哋所有都系主嘅门徒。
So today my wish is that all of us are disciples.
唔使羡慕啲好大嘅教会。
We don't really need to admire those mega churches.
因为根据未经证实统计就话，好大嘅教会咧，群众系好多嘅。
In fact, those mega churches, a lot of the people are actually spectators.
中小型嘅教会咧，门徒比例系好高嘅。
For small to mid-sized churches, a lot of us are actually disciples.
因为有一个统计就系奉献读神学嘅人啦，85%唔系嚟自最大教会，系嚟自中小型教会。
There's actually a survey that said 85% of the people who actually go into seminaries come from mid to small size churches and not from mega churches.
愿主祝福主恩堂，我哋成为门徒教会。
May God bless LGC that we've become a church of filled with disciples.
阿门。
Amen.
Okay,
so let's clap. The glory be to God.